You're listening to KVCR News. I'm Benjamin Perper. On Fridays, we speak with former Press Enterprise columnist and longtime KVCR News contributor Cassie McDuff and review some of the big stories around the Inland Empire. Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning, Ben.
So we'll start in San Bernardino. The city's cracking down on a developer that left a big pile of broken concrete for months near a residential neighborhood, right?
Yeah, people in the Verdamont neighborhood in North San Bernardino have been complaining for months about truckloads of broken concrete that were dumped near their houses and left uncovered so that when the wind blows, which it does quite often up there below the Cajon Pass, dust and grit and even small chunks of concrete fly around and hit their houses. So it turns out that the city staff actually gave the developer a permit to do this, to bring broken concrete from a warehouse that had burned down in June in Redlands and store it near where the developer plans to build a housing tract. And it was going to be ground up on site and used for roadbed, for pavement. But the people who live up there are furious because they say a concrete grinding operation with all the attendant noise and dust doesn't belong near homes and an elementary school. So the developer had promised last fall to at least cover the pile, but the neighbors say nothing's been done. So now the city has revoked the permit and ordered the developer to remove the concrete within 30 days, or the city will clear it away and bill the developer for the cost.
Okay, next to Riverside, where the new mayor has laid out her top five priorities in the first State of the City address there.
Right. Riverside Mayor Patricia Locke Dawson, who was elected in November, gave her first State of the City address, and obviously not a traditional one. It was not in person. Usually these take place at a luncheon with lots of people there, but it had to be taped because of coronavirus. So the local public access cable channels broadcast it, and it was also on the city's Facebook page. I think it's still posted. But Locke Dawson outlined a vision for the city's future that she said capitalizes on the city's strengths and positions it for a strong recovery once this pandemic is over. Her top priority is balancing the budget, which is facing a multi-million-dollar shortfall, as many cities are, again, as we've talked about, because revenue, especially sales tax, has taken a huge hit with the stay-at-home orders. Second, Locke Dawson said she wants to work toward racial equality, and so she's asking for a diversity audit of city departments and commissions to ensure that there's equal representation. Third, she wants to make the Santa Ana River a community centerpiece, and she has worked for many years advocating completion of the Santa Ana River Trail. So, as we know, a lot of homeless people take shelter in the riverbed, so this plan will include offering shelter and services to the homeless. Fourth, Locke Dawson said community leaders are reimagining the downtown, and that will include the Cheech Marin Center for Chicano Art and Culture, and also a new civil rights institute that's under construction and slated to open next year. Fifth, as soon as the COVID restrictions lift, she plans to visit all 28 neighborhoods in the city, which she said are the city's greatest assets.
All right, lots in that address then. Next, we'll go to Redlands. The Unified School District there is being sued by a second former student who allegedly was molested by a teacher who pled guilty in three other cases.
Right. This is the second lawsuit filed due to the alleged abuse by a former high school teacher named Laura Whitehurst. The new suit alleges that in 2007, when the alleged victim was 14 years old, this teacher began having sex with him, and police said that when they interviewed her in 2013, when they were finally investigating these allegations, she admitted the relationship. The lawsuit accuses the Redlands School District and its officials of being aware that this teacher was having sexual relationships with male students, but failed to report it to police as required by law. So an investigation by the Southern California News Group found a decade-long pattern of the district failing to report these matters. And in fact, the district has paid millions of dollars in settlements, including $6 million in the previous lawsuit regarding this particular teacher.
So what happened to the teacher?
Well, she pleaded guilty in 2013 to six felonies involving three different students, but not this one with this present lawsuit. And she was sentenced to a year in jail, but she was released after serving 6 months.
Well, this is a very disturbing story, especially with the district's failure to act on the crimes and report them, right?
Yeah, and in fact, new policies and procedures have been put in place to ensure this reporting, this mandated reporting takes place, and to establish clear boundaries for behavior by staff with students.
And some more grim news. San Bernardino County saw a record high coronavirus death rate for January.
Yeah, January was a deadly month, in fact, for both inland counties. Riverside County reported 1,106 COVID deaths last month, more than double the previous record just the month before with 543 deaths. San Bernardino County is still playing catch-up with its backlog of processing data, but it also reported a record of 394 fatalities in the month of January, although officials say they don't expect to complete counting even the November and December cases until next month, so January is probably also undercounted right now. With both counties' population about equal, a little over 2 million residents each, I would guess San Bernardino County will have just slightly fewer deaths when they're all counted. Another disturbing figure, Ben, Riverside County has been allocated 204,375 doses of the vaccine that's so much in demand now, but San Bernardino County says it's only received 169,375 doses. So I don't know what accounts for San Bernardino County getting so much less. Riverside County said it has administered the vaccine to 176,875 people, but San Bernardino County is not reporting at this point how many it has administered, so we don't know the discrepancy.
Okay, I suppose we'll find out eventually.
I hope so.
Okay, thank you, Cassie.
Thank you, Ben.
Longtime Inland Empire journalist Cassie McDuff helps us out regularly on our Friday morning news wrap, and these reports are posted at kvcrnews.org. This report is made possible with the support of the Southern California News Group, publisher of the Press Enterprise, San Bernardino Sun, Inland Valley Daily Bulletin, and other Southern California newspapers. I'm Benjamin Perper, KVCR News.